lots of legal questions have come up regarding the Penn State stuff. And instead of just talking out of our butts and being over our depth, let's bring in somebody who can help us with these things. Eldon Ham is the Scores legal expert, and we've talked to him before about a wide variety of things. And I read the 23-page grand jury testimony and their report on the testimony. Eldon, I have questions about that, but a couple other questions have come up in the last day or so. Wanted to ask you, how are you?
Doing good. Pleasure to be on.
Thank you. Here's one. Can there be federal crimes here? Because should the FBI get involved? Because Jerry Sandusky took one of these victims to bowl games, took him to the Alamo Bowl on a team flight crossing state lines. So is there federal involvement that should have already happened or may still be forthcoming?
Well, I don't know if it should have happened in the sense that maybe the feds may not have known enough about this, but is it a real possibility now that all of this has surfaced? The short answer is yes. You had the crossing of state lines, which is one thing. You also might have in the entirety of it some kind of civil rights violation. If this was pervasive enough, and it's starting to sound like it could have been, where a lot of people knew, a lot of people had some involvement, not direct, active, but more passive involvement, as we are seeing, then it might be that the feds step in to prosecute in some regarding civil rights violation of these kids. And the reason it would be the feds is that, your question kind of suggests this, the whole place there had become an incestuous mess. It seems that everybody involved has known each other forever and has worked for each other at some point in time. And it may not have been an express conspiracy, but there was some kind of implicit understanding where the responsibility change of command.
We're going to have to try and reestablish our guest, Eldon Ham, who is the Scores legal expert. He will be rejoining us, hopefully on a clear landline, maybe in just a couple of moments, with McNeil and Spiegel this hour, sponsored in part by Northwestern Football, Chicago's Big Ten team. Northwestern is hosting Rice this Saturday at 11. Get your tickets by visiting nusports.com today.
Now, that's interesting to me right away, though. There's some sort of institutional charges, perhaps, or going after a civil rights case on the federal level because, yes, the volume of people that knew, Dan, and that's something that you realize more once you read it all. This janitor who witnessed one of the victims, I think it was victim six, I do believe, a janitor witnessed it, okay, and said it was worse than anything he had ever seen. He had been in the Korean War, and he was crying and shaking and telling his bosses and his coworkers all about it. So everybody in the maintenance building knows, and nobody does anything but go to a higher up.
Let's try to reestablish with Eldon. Thank you, Eldon, for checking back with us. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, guys. My pleasure. I hope it works better this time. I think the feds could get involved. They might get involved because of the incestuous nature of all of this. Everybody knew everybody else. Most of these key people had worked for each other at one time or another. Mm-hmm. It's remarkable. And just by the way things develop, you know, you have a coach there who's been there 40 years. And by all outward accounts, a terrific guy and an honorable guy. But anytime anybody's involved for 40 years in a program, implicit things happen. And it may have happened here, and somebody probably felt that this was just Jerry being Jerry, and somehow it all got swept under the rug. And maybe at the time, I don't know what they were thinking. They may have thought it wasn't going to blow up in their face, but anytime this penny people know something, it does generally blow up.
Because of the volume of these allegations and their sordid nature and how many people we all believe, those of us who've looked at the grand jury report, how many people have to have been aware of this, you have a nation right now, Eldon, as you know, that is disgusted by this and is desirous of a swift resolution, which is very difficult by honoring the legal process. What I want to ask you is what the state of Pennsylvania can do, if anything, regarding its state university. Do they have any jurisdiction legally here if they're unsatisfied with whatever the Board of Trustees decides to do this evening?
Yeah, in terms of direct action, it has to be the Board of Trustees. But coming at this from a different angle, the criminal angle and all the rest of it, there are other options. As we did talk, the feds are one. The state attorney general could get involved. We don't know who knows who in regard to who might owe somebody a favor or not with the state attorney general even. But there are plenty of ways to approach this. For one, we know that the local prosecutors seem to be taking this thing seriously, seem to be the one group of people in the whole state that have managed to actually do the responsible thing. I'll tell you another thing that intrigues me. Pennsylvania, like every state, has mandatory reporting requirements regarding the abuse of children. We generally think of that in the context of Department of Family Services, that sort of thing. But I took a look at Pennsylvania's law, and it includes people like physicians and dentists, of course, that have to report when they see evidence of it. But then it gets into school administrators, school teachers, law enforcement officials, and the lines are getting very murky here about who's a school administrator. What about law enforcement officials? The one party involved here, I forgot the name, actually oversaw the campus police, correct?
Yes, that's the police chief, Thomas Harmon. That's university police chief. And he told one of his detectives to close the case. You know, and why did he decide to close the investigation? This is 1998. And did Paterno and Curley and Schultz and Spanner, these other guys, have anything to do with this case being just closed by the university police chief?
One would suspect just by the appearances that Paterno had some perhaps indirect involvement only because of his reputation, and everybody was deferring to him and they didn't want to upset the apple cart at Penn State. If we dig deeper and we find out that he had actual knowledge, that will not only tarnish his career, it might in fact erase it, and he may be gone sooner than later.
I understand what you're saying about the murky chain of command, and if Paterno just kind of leans on you, but it's the other guys who do things, can Joe Paterno end up being charged at all? Is there obstruction of justice possibilities here for Joe Paterno or something of that ilk?
Yeah, if he took an overt act to obstruct justice, sort of like we saw with Barry Bonds, the whole nation's getting a crash course in obstruction of justice, I suppose, through the sports world. But, yeah, it's possible if he helped cover up evidence, that sort of thing. There is not a law called, I'll use a fancy term, but it's called misprision of felony, meaning we don't all have duties to report when we see a crime. So if you're walking down the street and you see somebody robbed, you don't have a duty to report it. The reason being that would impose a strange duty upon all our citizens to determine what are crimes and what aren't. And it would allow for some interesting setups to happen later on. But there are specific exceptions, and I started to mention one, and that's reporting actual child abuse, because there are laws on the book that say you got to report that stuff. And if none of these laws in Pennsylvania apply to any of these bozo administrators, let's just call them that, then they should change some of their laws to make sure it does. And same for the state of Illinois.
Well, yeah, I want to ask you about that. With Eldon Ham, the Scores legal expert, let's localize this. In Illinois, what is the requirement? If somebody were to witness what Penn State assistant coach Mike McQuarrie did in 02, what are the requirements on any citizen?
On any citizen in general, the legal requirements are minimal to none if it's just witnessing. But depending on the situation and who's employed by whom and what the circumstances are, Illinois does have the same mandatory reporting requirement regarding abuse of children. It's got a different litany of required reporters, but essentially, a lot of them are much the same. Member of the school board in the Chicago Board of Education, truant officers, social workers. It's a fairly long list of people, some of whom are involved in the schools. I would be interested to know to what extent it actually applies to the state university. Illinois and Pennsylvania are quite different, by the way, on how they do their trustees for the university. Pennsylvania has 32 trustees. It doesn't, just by the sheer number, it doesn't sound like it sounds more like an honorary position than something where they're all working hard at it. But they are appointed by different groups, including the governor, who appoints some of them. Illinois, you have 13, I believe, and the governor appoints almost all of them, and then you have three student members, two of whom don't have a vote, one of whom does. But that sounds like a more workable size here in Illinois. In both states, the governor is an ex officio member of the actual Board of Trustees. In Illinois, he does have a vote.
Hmm.
I don't know if he has a vote in Pennsylvania, but it's possible he does.
Hey, Eldon, last thing for you in a final minute here. Mike McQueary, among others, he did what he had to, I suppose, by letter of the law. Is that true? Just reporting it to a superior. And that guy, a lot of us waiting to hear from that guy and have not. And, you know, and as there's no, just to be clean here, there's no charges for anybody like this janitor or the head of the maintenance department who was told something and really just sort of kicked it upstairs and didn't report. There's no charges for those people, right?
Right. And the janitor, I mean, who knows? He's a lower rung state employee. He thought he did the right thing. I don't know that somebody like that, you can fault necessarily depending on the circumstances, but all of these people certainly could have, and in my world should have, at least intervened in the crime. I don't know about the janitor, but McQueary, he was an able-bodied young 28-year-old who could have stood up to somebody or at least made a fuss. But that's hindsight, but not necessarily a legal requirement. Certainly failed in every possible Good Samaritan test that you could conjure up.
Eldon, thank you for your time. We appreciate it. Take care. Have a good day.
My pleasure, guys.
Eldon Hamm, the Scores legal expert.